Early voting for primary elections is underway. This week, Jacob Kaufman from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock is speaking with candidates for the governor's office. Yesterday, we heard from Lynette Bryant. Today's discussion is with Mike Ross of Prescott. Ross, a former congressman and lobbyist for Southwest Power Pool, faces Bryant in the Democratic primary for governor.
Arkansas's current tax structure has lower income residents paying a higher percentage of their income than wealthier residents. Can you detail your tax plan?
Yeah, you know, the state income tax code was written in 1971 when the median household income was $8,000 a year and gas was 36 cents a gallon. Today, the median household income, still too low, is $40,000 a year, and what gas today is about $3.50 a gallon. For 25 years, they did not index the income brackets that determine the income tax rate you pay for inflation. And so as a result, they're out of whack, and it needs to be fixed. We have six state income tax rates in Arkansas, and yet 60% of hardworking Arkansans are in the top two rates. One out of every three is in the top rate. In fact, the top rate starts at $34,000 a year, which means a single mom working two jobs trying to make ends meet is paying the same state income tax rate as someone making $340,000 a year or someone making $3.4 million a year. It's not fair, and I'm going to fix it.
And could you articulate your position on the private option, Arkansas's plan to use expanded eligibility and funds from the Affordable Care Act, originally intended for the federally run Medicaid program, but used to purchase private insurance for low-income residents?
I support the private option. I would have voted for it. I would have signed it. And as governor, I'm going to protect the funding for the Medicaid expansion, the so-called private option. And here's why. And for those people that are opposed to the Affordable Care Act, they need to understand that the only part of the Affordable Care Act that state governments have any control over is the Medicaid expansion piece. And what we did in Arkansas in a bipartisan manner with a Republican legislature and a Democratic governor is so far removed from the Affordable Care Act that they had to go to the federal government and get a waiver approved to be able to implement it. But the Affordable Care Act, in order to pay for the Affordable Care Act, cut reimbursements to hospitals. But they said the hospitals will be okay because they're going to start getting paid to treat people that they've been treating for free through this Medicaid expansion. So for states that aren't doing the Medicaid expansion, their hospitals are still receiving those significant cuts to hospitals, and in fact, a few rural hospitals in some of the states that have refused to do the Medicaid expansion have gone out of business. So it's the right thing to do for our rural hospitals. It's also the right thing and the compassionate thing to do because we already have nearly 150,000 working Arkansans who signed up for this. And, you know, I hear people say that, well, I don't want to provide health insurance to people who do not want to work. Well, guess what? They're already getting it. They already qualify for Medicaid. This Medicaid expansion addresses the people that are trying to do the right thing and stay off welfare, but they're working the jobs with no benefits. And then it saves the state about $89 million a year, and some people have trouble comprehending or understanding how that could be. Well, you know, as you drove to work today, you didn't see diseased, sick people laying in the ditch. I mean, we have state-run programs that provide uncompensated care for those that don't have insurance. Through the private option or the Medicaid expansion, we'll no longer need those uncompensated care programs. From a fiscal standpoint, it makes sense. From helping save our hospitals, it makes sense. And from a compassionate standpoint, it makes sense. And for the life of me, I don't understand why anybody would be against that.
Higher ed officials will tell you their budgets aren't keeping up with costs, and that goes down the line to pre-K. Tell us a little bit about education and your pre-K plan.
Well, surprisingly, less than half of the four-year-olds in Arkansas are enrolled in pre-K. Little Rock, for example, every four-year-old whose parents want them to go to pre-K has a seat in a pre-K classroom. Lake Hamilton School District, the 20th largest school district in Arkansas near Hot Springs, does not even have a pre-K program. Fayetteville. Only five of the nine elementary schools have a pre-K program, and each of those has a pretty long waiting list to get in. To me, it's about more choices for parents. If a parent wants to send their four-year-old to pre-K, there should not be a waiting list for them to get into pre-K. And so I've got a plan to address that. It's a major part of my positive vision for the future of the state. And here's why. We know if you go to pre-K, you're less likely to repeat a grade. You're more likely to graduate high school, you're more likely to go to college, graduate college, you're more likely as an adult to be employed when other people are not, and you're less likely to end up on government assistance, you're much less likely to end up in prison. From the time we're born through the third grade, we're learning to read, and from the fourth grade through the rest of our life, we're reading to learn. studies tell us that when you hit the fourth grade, if you're still trying to learn to read, while you're reading to learn, you fall behind. To fully implement the plan, which we cannot do overnight, because it's more than just money. And we could fully implement the plan. Every four-year-old whose parents want them in a public pre-K or a private pre-K participating in the ABC program in Arkansas, which, by the way, is ranked 11th in America in terms of curriculum. They're doing an outstanding job. It's not the quality of the program is not an issue. The issue is having enough seats in the classrooms, which is why we can't do this overnight. We need more teachers, so it's going to have to be phased in a way that's responsible and that will work. To fully fund the program would take about $37 million under my proposal. The leading Republican candidate in this race, Asa Hutchinson, says we can't afford that. Then he says we can afford $100 million in tax cuts in year one. It's about priorities. And for me, I believe with our young people, we need to start sooner. We need to finish stronger. And if we do that, we can reduce the number of young people who need to be remediated when they get to college, which is costing the state $43 million a year.
That was Jacob Kaufman from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock, speaking with Mike Ross. He's one of two candidates seeking the Democratic nomination in the primary for Arkansas's gubernatorial race.